Hello and welcome to the Customer Insight Leader Podcast. Data, analytics, big data science, machine learning, customer insight, behavioral science, blockchain, data ops, data engineering, agile working. Phew, too many terms, too many things to think about. Do you as a leader need somewhere to turn? To hear what other leaders are doing? To hear what really makes a difference in your business? Welcome. The Customer Insight Leader Podcast is here for you. Each episode, we'll be interviewing a different leader in the fields of customer insight, data, and analytics to hear what they really do, what really makes a difference. So settle down, get that cup of coffee, and enjoy the Customer Insight Leader Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Customer Insight Leader Podcast, a place to hear from today's leaders in the fields of customer insight, data science, data engineering, and analytics. I'm your host, Paul Loughlin, and today's episode is a little different. In this short episode, I'll share with you the news of the soon-to-be-launched Season 2 of this podcast. Why a new season? What will be different and what will stay the same? Plus, we'll take a moment to look back over all the great guests that we've heard from during Season 1. Firstly, apologies for the radio silence over the last 2 months. I hope you haven't missed the podcast too much. There's been a number of reasons, including happy events, like the arrival of Dylan, my new grandson, but this time off has also given me time to reflect on the purpose and the style of this podcast. The Customer Insight Leader Podcast was launched way back in March 2020, when we were all going through some rather unsettling times. And my intention then, and still now, is that it complements the Customer Insight Leader blog, most obviously by offering an audio offering for those who prefer to listen rather than read blog posts, but also that it focuses on hearing real data leaders and their personal stories and lessons learned, rather than just the theory and books shared on the blog, so complementary learning, hopefully. As the host of this podcast, it's been a real pleasure to talk with 69, wow, very different and engaging leaders. And I'm grateful for each one of them for giving up their time to talk with me, to talk with us, sharing diverse stories of how they got into the industry, where they found their niche, work that's inspired them, and a few amusing or contrarian stories along the way too. Our guests really have spanned the scope I wanted to encompass, from highly technical data science leaders like Richard Pugh in episode 35, or Sophie Carr in episode 65, to market research leaders like Elspeth Kotelenberg back in episode 5, or Aaron Peck in episode 37, and from hands-on data engineering leaders like Jesse Anderson in the final episode of season 1, or Chris Berg in episode 33, right up to senior-level CDOs like Sanjeeva Bala in episode 61, or Gillian Doherty in episode 44, plus so many other great guests, including friends from the data visualization community, like John Schwabisch in episode 15 and Neil Richards in episode 50. I've got to stop now. Apologies if I haven't named you particularly. Genuinely, it was a pleasure talking with all of you. And thanks to every guest who appeared. You have all been such great value, and I've enjoyed talking with every one of you. Given, though, that I know that the data leadership community is as competitive as the board gaming community, another passion of mine, before I look forward to season 2, let me just share with you, as at June 2023, the league table for the most popular podcast guests on the Customer Insight Leader podcast, measured by plays, is, drumroll please, new in at number 5, it's Aparna Bajwa at episode 56. In 4th, and it's always been in the top 5, it's Harvindu Atwal, episode 1. Moving up to 3rd, it's Sarah Barr-Miller from episode 41. Slipping down to 2nd, after a long run in the top spot, it's Ben Diaz from episode 49. So our winner, with the most plays, is Gabriel Straub from episode 62. Congratulations to all 5 of those very popular guests. So, after all the backslapping and mutual congratulation, what next? Well, a theme emerged to me during our first season, and I think it was emerge rather than intentional, that as well as listening to the career stories of each leader, we'd been picking up on some of their lessons learned or the challenges and transitions they've made along the way. I hope you found that helpful, and it has been great to hear from all of you who enjoyed that format. However, I'm also aware that some of you would have liked to go deeper on some of those topics, to hear more perhaps about how a particular skill was mastered or put into practice. So, in line with my social media tag, hashtag PeopleSideOfData, best way to find my content on social media, that's what we're going to do for theme season two. We're going to drill down a bit, and we're going to focus on a specific softer skill, or people skill, if you prefer that term, which has been important to each leader. And I hope you're going to get real benefit out of listening to each episode. Don't worry, I don't intend to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Awful term when you think about it. I'll still keep the elements which have proven popular with many of you. We'll still start by hearing the backstory, the career journey of every guest, so you know where they're coming from. And I'll still aim for a natural conversation with them rather than anything too scripted. A challenging balancing act, but that's my aim. I hope that sounds appealing, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on the new theme or feedback on season two once we go live. I'm still in the process of corralling a great collection of new guests, but season two should launch in July 2023. Hopefully this preview has helped to whet your appetite for that new season, and I look forward to sharing many great guests with you over the months ahead. Plus, there will be a new icon for the show, so look out for that small change too. Anyway, thanks very much once again for listening, dear listeners. Have a great week, and perhaps before season two launches, you can reflect on which softer skills you'd like to hear about, perhaps because you need to develop them. Bye for now.